I have such a grateful heart going on right now. Thank you, Allendale. Thank you to our band. They're so fantastic. Oh, it's so exciting to see all y'all. It's plural for y'all. You knew that, right? So here we are in the month of gratitude and really being intentional about aligning with that power, that force, that creative energy that gratitude is, and allowing it to move through us. So the activity of gratitude that I'm speaking about today is what happens when we are moved, when we are propelled by the experience of giving thanks. That movement that's upon me when I am so completely awed by the magnificence of life. It's also the activity that moves me when I just pause and feel thankful. There's no big or little in the mind of God, but it's about bringing our attention to the movement that's upon us in that experience of gratitude. Ready? Ready? All right. So can we, will we, can we, yes, will we, we'll see, let it move us. Will we, can we let it, that power, that force, that presence, have its way with us? I bet you said yes. I bet you said yes. So what are the things that stop us from doing that? Because maybe, and maybe this again is for me only, but there are times when I'm not moved by gratitude, when I get a little stuck. So just in case you know a friend, take mental notes for them about what can we do when we feel that separateness, when we feel that lack, that doubt, that belief that it's not all God and it's not all good. Okay, you don't have to show me your hands, but I'm probably not the only one that's ever felt like that. And so do we resist that? Do we resist it? Does it resist us? No, I don't think so. As soon as it's magical, but it's practical. As soon as I let go of that fear or that disappointment or that blame or that doubt, you know the list. As soon as I let go of that, then I'm moved. My consciousness is moved into a different space. As soon as we let go, we become fully engaged and enlivened, because what happens when I'm going along, maybe you've seen this. We're going along, we're doing our thing, everything is great. I'm filled with gratitude, I'm filled with appreciation. It is moving me forward, and then something doesn't go the way I expected it. And I'm stopped. Sometimes I've literally been stopped in my tracks. What's that stop? That's what I'm curious about. It's easy to be grateful when things are great, isn't it? It's easy to look around and say, oh, life is good, life is wonderful, But what about the times when I get stopped? And you know, there's a famous song, y'all might have heard it, Let It Go. I promise I won't sing it. I promise. But the words are, let it go, right? Y'all have heard it, or you heard about it. Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. She does that, doesn't she? But is it as easy as that? Can we just let it go? So maybe a month or so ago, I gently suggested the idea that what we let go comes back to us. So maybe it's not enough in my life anymore to simply let it go, because maybe it's going to have the boomerang effect and come right back to me. Because that isn't that the principle of what we teach? What we give out, we bring back. Maybe I don't want to just carelessly let it go and throw it out into the universe. Maybe what I want to do is remember there's another possibility, and what I want to do is not just let it go, but choose mindfully, intentionally. Take my power back and remember to align with God, as Rosie so beautifully gave us both in the reading and in her prayer, to look into the mirror and see myself and see God, to look into your eyes and see the divine. All of a sudden, I don't need to let anything go because I have been moved into a different place. We breathe in gratitude, we breathe out gratitude. We take in gratitude, and we start living gratitude. Gratitude is powerful. Have you ever noticed it? Have you ever received thanks? If you haven't, let me be the first one. Just in case you haven't, let me be the one to say thank you. I'm going to get a little sappy. Thank you for enriching my life. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up and sharing your gift. Thank you for knowing that who you are matters. Thank you. Now, my hope, my hope would be that that would feel good for you. My awareness is, oh, that felt great for me. To pause and say, oh, thank you. Thank you for being you. To pause and realign with that power that connects us. To pause and feel the movement of gratitude. This is the work that's upon us, and it feels so good. Just in case you have a little place in your life where you're kind of holding on, you don't want to feel grateful there, because by golly, it just wouldn't be right. I was wronged. I was wronged. I don't want to be grateful. And then I'm stuck. No movement. Completely shut down. Breathe. Sometimes when we find ourselves in that place, what we really need, literally and figuratively, is a little space. Notice what happens when you take a breath. Just breathe it. There's some space. It's called an opening. And when there's an opening, there's a possibility for something else. When there's an opening and a possibility for something else, there's a glimmer. And there's something within me, something within you, that feels the movement of spirit. And we are moved into greater alignment with it. Sometimes it's a great big move. Sometimes it's very small. Don't be dissuaded by the small movement. One small step leads to another small step. Me leads to another one, and leads to another one, And pretty soon there's a lot more space. And I might be able to look with curiosity. I might be able to look with compassion. I might be able to look with hope. I might be able to look with, I know there's something more here. I might be able to be moved. Let's just try it, shall we? Let's just try it. So, just picture, not hard, bring to mind a recent gift. It might have been a gift you received, might have been a smile that you received, it might have been a compliment, it might have been an opportunity. Just bring it to mind. Bring it to mind. Really let it live in your mind. Dwell on it. Okay, now, I want you to notice. This is important. I want you to notice, was there a shift in you? Is it possible? You know, when I did this last night, and it came to me, I noticed, maybe you did, a smile on my face. I can't tell because y'all have face coverings on. But oftentimes, when I let myself pause and dwell on something I'm grateful for, there's movement. There is movement upon me. And it's a little movement. It actually might be a lightening. You know, just, you know what I mean by that? Just like a relaxing, a lightening, a lifting up. It might be a physical smile. It might be my shoulders go down. The movement, the activity of gratitude changes us. It gives us space. And when there's space, we can look. We can look. We can see. We can allow, we can make welcome, we can see greater good, we can see greater possibilities. So what about that problem that's upon your heart? Is there something that you can do to allow yourself to feel gratitude, to be moved by gratitude? It's pretty hard to mandate. You know, I had children. They're grown up now, thank goodness, and they're awesome. They're amazing. They're fabulous. But when I would tell them, be nice or be kind, I couldn't make them, could I? When I would tell them, be grateful for all the good you have in your life, I couldn't make them, could I? When I invite you to be grateful, it's really an invitation, isn't it? It has to happen within each of us individually, doesn't it? We don't get to do it for each other, but we get to be the witness and the presence of it for each other. We get to walk with each other. I had to call my best friend this week. I had some bad news, and it was just so hard for me to take. It was so hard. I needed a good cry. And in the good cry, I got space. I was able to remember that life is for us. I was able to remember that I don't see the whole picture all the time. I was able to remember that there's love. And I was able to feel the presence of God where I didn't think it was. I was pretty sure it wasn't. But you know, in the tears, there was a smile. In the tears, there was a remembrance. There was remembrance of that power, that love, that connection that we share. Gratitude moves us. But if we don't practice gratitude on a regular basis, I'm going to get up on my soapbox. Here it is. It's right here. Just picture it. It's right here. I'm stepping up on it, and it's really high because it's a big high step. Daily, daily dedicated spiritual practices that keep us in the vibration of gratitude, that keep us in the flow, in the awareness, in the personal responsibility of seeing the good in our life. Do y'all remember last week what I invited you to? I invited you to be changed by gratitude. I invited you to join me in the Changed by Gratitude Challenge to allow us to be shifted, to be lifted, to be moved by the spirit of gratitude. Just in case you want to step in this week, maybe you missed last week, maybe you just missed the opportunity. We have 23 more days in this month. It's the month of gratitude. It's the opportunity to experience the power of gratitude. Because when we live it daily, when we bring it into our life daily, then in those moments that happen, that come upon us, there's a foundation. There's a base of gratitude that lives in my heart. It's not that I have to go out and find it somewhere. It's already there, and it's really pretty close. If I just get a little space. Maybe have a little cry. Maybe just say what's so. So I'll remind you again, 23 days in this month, 56 days if you want to go all the way to the end of the year with me, of gratitude, daily prayer of thanksgiving. Every day, a little prayer. Meister Eckhart said, if the only prayer we said was thank you, it would be enough. I might have paraphrased that. Daily prayer of thanksgiving. Give specific thanks for your good. Look around. Cherish, value, honor. Look at the problem areas. Don't avoid them. Look at them with curiosity, with calmness, compassion. Share your gratitude. There's such power in sharing our gratitude. There's something that happens when we're moved by gratitude into action. When we allow ourselves to feel the gratitude and not just keep it right here, but to let it be known. What are you grateful for? Tell someone every day. And then let that gratitude be what is moving us into action. Do you know it's very different if I step into a hard conversation and I'm experiencing gratitude for the opportunity, if I'm experiencing gratitude in any way, anything that I can find to be grateful for, it's very different than if I step into that very same situation with an attitude of distrust or fear or doubt. You know the list, right? Can I go in with being grateful? Can I have a foundation of gratitude in my life? Do you know it's going to go very different? Do you believe me? Little? Maybe not at all. It's okay. I'm not asking you to, but I'm inviting you to explore it and know it for yourself. So, the activity of gratitude is what happens when we are moved into action. When we're moved into action in appreciation for what we share. When we are moved into action by in here. So I have just 2 minutes. I'm going to give you a little treat. And I just invite you to just, eyes open or eyes closed, whatever is comfortable for you, and take in a nice, long, slow breath. And let it out. And on your next breath, intentionally feel your heart fill with unconditional love. And as it flows out of you, let that love flow to the people in your life. And as you take in that next beautiful breath of gratitude, let it wash through you and flow out into your community and into the people that you know, your acquaintances, the people that you come across. Let that gratitude for them, for life, just flow. Breathe in deeply into your heart. Breathe in gratitude. And as you let it flow out from you, let it radiate. Out into the world. Breathing in gratitude, breathing in love. And as you are releasing it powerfully, mindfully, intentionally, creatively, it is flowing intentionally, mindfully, into the life that we share. And with this last breath in, everybody at their own pace is always breathing at our own pace. Let this deep, intentional breath fill you with gratitude. And with that exhale, let it be gratitude for yourself, for who you are, the beautiful, intelligent, fabulous light. Every breath in, gratitude. Every breath out, gratitude. Breathing into that allness, that wholeness, that oneness, and breathing out, sharing that, intentionally letting it flow into every nook and cranny of your life. Gratitude. Let us be moved by gratitude. In this moment, in every moment, in all of the aspects of our life, I invite you to know the power of the activity of gratitude. Thank you so much, and so it is.